This episode is brought to you by Hulu, presenting Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers. From the backboard to the front office, Legacy captures the remarkable rise and unprecedented success of one of the most iconic franchises in professional sports. Featuring new revealing interviews from players, coaches, and execs, this 10-part documentary series chronicles this extraordinary story from the inside. Watch Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers now, only on Hulu.
What up, welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. Man, this is the drive-in episode as we on the road. Before we get started, shout out to my sponsors, Aber Insurance and Connor Murray, Realtor. Go to aberinsurance.net for all your insurance needs, home, auto, business, life. Holla at Billy and Charlene White, the great people at Aber Insurance, service in the state of Virginia for over 20 years. And if you're looking for a home or looking for anything as far as properties here in Charlottesville, holler at my man Connor Murray. Follow him on Instagram at Connor Murray Real Estate. And also follow his Facebook page, Connor Murray Realtor, for all your home needs, all your property needs. Holler at Connor. So yesterday, I saw something that was very disturbing that I waited until this morning to discuss, man, because I was moving around a lot, so I didn't get a chance to get behind the mic and serve some shut the hell up juice to an all-time great, a two-time NBA champion, one of the bad boys from the Detroit Pistons, the head of the snake, Isaiah Zeke Thomas. Mr. Thomas went on First Things First with Chris Carter and Nick Wright and said some blasphemous things, in my opinion, and made the biggest excuse for one of the greatest players ever on earth in LeBron James. Isaiah Thomas went on First Things First, also with Jenna Wolf, and said that the NBA failed LeBron James because he doesn't have a notable coach or a Hall of Fame coach. You know, a guy like a Greg Popovich, a guy like a Phil Jackson or Red Auerbach. One of these icon coaches. Because the NBA didn't make sure that LeBron James had an iconic coach or an iconic front office, the NBA failed LeBron James. And it disappointed me that. And I don't know. I didn't really watch the full segment. I just saw that excerpt. So I don't know if Nick Wright pressed him or if Chris Carter pressed him. But I thought that they did a disservice by not just laughing in his damn face. I would have laughed in his face. Like, man, if you don't shut your ass up. Like, an ultimate competitor is not, like, come on, man. What are we doing? Like, on one hand, we say this era is soft and they need participation trophies and blah, 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 blah. And then you get an all-time great creating this narrative for one of the greatest players in any era in LeBron James. This is not the WWE. We don't script the season. I'm one of the few people that fight and say that sports aren't rigged. But this is when somebody who has the stance that sports are rigged will just hop on the bandwagon and use this for ammunition. How the hell did the NBA fail LeBron James? How, Sway? The man has been a free agent. Went to Miami on his own. Went to Cleveland on his own. Went to LA on his own. So that's three times he was a free agent. But the NBA failed him because he didn't have an iconic front office or an iconic. Well, I take that back. They did give the Miami Heat credit because of Pat Riley being in the front office. But here's my thing. Because they always say, well, Michael Jordan had Phil Jackson and Kobe Bryant and Shaq had Phil Jackson and Tim Duncan had Greg Popovich. Here's my retort to that. When Tim Duncan got to the San Antonio Spurs, that was Greg Popovich's second year as a head coach in the NBA. Michael Jordan was already in Chicago when Phil Jackson was a rookie head coach for the Chicago Bulls, all right? Michael Jordan was 26 years old when Phil Jackson got to Chicago. LeBron James is 26 years old when he got with his best coach to date in Eric Spoelstra in Miami. And he also had Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. Okay, so a guy like Greg Popovich grew with a guy like Tim Duncan and became an iconic coach. Phil Jackson, the same thing. And also, Phil Jackson had Tex Winter beside him with that triangle offense. And then Phil went on to pair up with Shaq and Kobe with Tex Winter on the bench again, en route to 11 rings. All right. Many consider Greg Popovich to be a better coach than Phil Jackson. So if you look at the coaches that LeBron James has had, the Mike Browns, Eric Spoelstra, Ty Lue, David Blatt, Luke Walton, Eric Spoelstra is the best coach that he's had, because even after LeBron James left, Eric Spoelstra was still getting that Miami Heat team to the playoffs. He's still been chipping away and fighting and, you know, keeping the Miami Heat relevant as far as getting to the postseason. No, he hasn't won any rings without them, but the same can be said about those other coaches without other Hall of Fame generational players. You know, that's just what it is. You know, Phil won after Michael Jordan because he had basically the next best thing in Kobe Bryant and then the most dominant player in Shaquille O'Neal. So that's how you have to look at it. But back to the NBA failing LeBron James, I totally disagree with you, Isaiah Thomas. With all due respect, I got to serve you shut the hell up, Juice, because I would think a guy that as competitive as you would not really take this stance, because, yes, coaching does go a long way, but we don't really recognize how iconic a coach is until they accomplish championships or they've been in the league so many seasons. Like, when you look back on Eric Spoelstra's coaching career, he may be a Hall of Fame coach when it's all said and done. And then what are we going to do then? Will the narrative change with LeBron James? Because LeBron James chose to leave the best coach that he ever had in Eric Spoelstra and the best front office that he ever had in Pat Riley. That there is a narrative that's out here that LeBron James is a coach killer. And I do feel like LeBron James wants to do it his way. I mean, he had a lot of success as far as getting to the finals on his own, as they say, in Cleveland, and got swept by Greg Popovich. But it's a lot of things that has to be said, and there's a lot of accountability that has to be thrust on LeBron James as far as his decision-making when it comes to coaches, because, like I said, he had a perfect situation in Miami, and I know he wanted to go back in Cleveland and win for a city and put on for a city, and that's fine. But we cannot fault the NBA for LeBron James not having iconic coaches. Like, can we stop with the BS? Nobody knew Phil Jackson would be a damn iconic coach. Matter of fact, a lot of folks still don't respect Phil Jackson, because they always say, well, he had Kobe, Shaq, and then he had MJ and Pippen. What has he done without them? You feel what I'm saying? Like, nobody knew that Manu Ginobili would be a Hall of Famer. Nobody knew that Tony Parker would be good. Nobody knew that Kawhi Leonard would be this good. Nobody knew that Greg Popovich would be iconic. Like, you just never know. And I think sometimes it's just so premeditated that we just do any and everything to just create a narrative. And I know that's what sports talk TV is, trying to be ahead of the curve, trying to create discussion, try to push the pen, push the needle. But I just got to serve Zeke some shut the hell up juice, man. I'd be damned if I'm going to blame the NBA for LeBron James not having the iconic coach that everybody respects. It's the Ball Hawk, man. Make sure y'all subscribe. I'm increasing the visibility of the podcast. It's on a lot of podcast platforms now. So just search the Ball Hawk Show podcast, man. Get out your boy. All right?